voucher. Indonesian Vice President Gibran Raka Buming Raka commended the security forces and the people for ensuring a peaceful and smooth Chinese New Year celebration in 2025. Speaking at a National Lunar New Year 2576 Kongsili celebration in Jakarta on Sunday, Vice President Gibran also urged all parties to unite in addressing the nation's challenges together.
Mari Bapak Ibu, di tahun yang baru ini kita sebagai bangsa yang bersatu dapat terus bergandengan tangan, saling mendukung, saling membantu dalam menghadapi beragam tantangan ke depan, baik itu terkait ketidakpastian ekonomi, ketegangan geopolitik maupun dampak perubahan iklim yang semakin berat.
The Vice President expressed hope that unity, harmony, and tolerance will lead Indonesia to become a developed nation by 2045. Around 505 elected regional heads, including governors, regents, and mayors, will attend training at a military academy in Magelang, Central Java. The officials will be inaugurated by President Prabowo in Jakarta on February 20, 2025, a day before the training begins. Deputy Minister of Home Affairs Bima Arya stated the officials will first gather at the Yogyakarta Presidential Palace before heading to Magelang for the training. Bima Arya highlighted this training is part of a new political culture similar to the initiative launched by President Prabowo for the Red and White Cabinet in October 2024. Indonesian Minister of Manpower, Yas Sirli, highlighted the importance of mastering digital technology for everyone, regardless of their education or profession. Speaking at a public lecture at Poltekkes in Jakarta on Monday, he emphasized digital technology is a skill everyone should have, as it boosts abilities and evolves over time. Minister Yas Sirli explained how technology improves work, learning, and personal growth. He also encouraged participants to keep enhancing their digital skills to remain competitive. Now let's move to sport news. Ole Romeni expressed pride after officially becoming an Indonesian citizen on February 8, 2025, in London. The Oxford United player thanked President Prabowo Subianto for the opportunity. He is determined to giving his best for the Indonesian national team.
First, I want to say thank you to the President of Indonesia for making everything possible. It's really an honor to play for such a big country and get ready to play for the fans of the other people and make an impact.
With his new Indonesian citizenship, Ole Romeni aims to strengthen the national team in the 2026 FIFA World Cup qualifiers against Australia and Bahrain. He joins Tim Gapens and Dean Marks as the latest diaspora players to officially become Indonesian citizens. Listener, next we present Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled The Role of the Press in Food Security for National Independence with Ani Hasana Mubarak. Listeners, coming up next, here is our today's commentary on the role of the national press in development. National Press Day is commemorated by Indonesian press workers every February the 9th. This year's theme is the Press Guards Food Security for National Independence. This theme shows the press support for efforts to create a sustainable food system based on innovation and local wisdom. The national press has a very important role in building and developing Indonesian society. As one of the pillars of democracy, the national press is responsible for conveying accurate and objective information to the public. However, the national press is also faced with major challenges such as the very rapid development of information technology and the increasing influence of social media. Therefore, the national press must continue to innovate and adapt to the changing times. In a statement via video recording on the commemoration of the 79th National Press Day on Sunday, February 9, 2025, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto said that the Indonesian press must always prioritize the interests of the nation, state, and people of Indonesia. President Prabowo reminded the press to be able to maintain its integrity so that it can also maintain its role as a national asset in reporting the truth amidst complex world conditions. The Indonesian press has a very strategic role in building and developing the nation. Therefore, the Indonesian press must always prioritize the interests of the nation, state, and the people of Indonesia. The Indonesian press must be a guardian of the people's interests, not just a mouthpiece for the government or individual interests. The Indonesian press must dare to criticize government policies that are not in accordance with the interests of the people and educate the public about important issues that affect their lives. In carrying out its duties, the Indonesian press must always uphold professional journalistic principles such as objectivity, accuracy, and fairness. The Indonesian press must also continue to innovate and adapt to changing times in order to remain relevant and effective in conveying information to the public. Thus, the Indonesian press can become a strategic partner of the government and society in building a better nation as well as an effective guardian of the people's interests. And listener, that's commentary. Well, listener, that's commentary concludes Voice of Indonesia's news bulletin from Indonesia to the world. Of the day. Education is the most powerful weapon to change the world, a quote by Ki Hajar Dewantara. Ki Hajar Dewantara is dubbed as the father of education in Indonesia. He was a freedom fighter, respected by both allies and enemies. He's known for his creativity, broad insight, and criticism towards education, which resulted in various brilliant ideas. This made him known as the true educator and cultural figure of Indonesia.
Bukan lagi indah. about traditional beverage from all over Indonesia is never ending. One of them is the traditional Riau beverage, which has a unique name, namely Es Laksamana Mengamuk, which roughly translated means the outrage admiral. Even though the name is a little scary and strange, the Riau specialty is very, very fresh. It is actually an ice drink made from coconut milk combined with sugar and quenny mango. Es Laksamana Mengamuk is often seen during weddings and in the fasting month. When the weather is scorching hot, drinking it will make you feel refreshed. It is said that this typical Riau beverage is not only very refreshing, but also good for digestion. The high fiber content of quenny fruit can prevent constipation and other digestive disorders. Vitamin A contained in it is also good for your eyes and endurance. Quenny fruit is also able to meet daily iron needs.
Thank you. of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still listening to the 1 hour English program from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, Chairman of Muhammadiyah Central Executive Board, Haidar Nasir, said press freedom is a manifestation of the people's sovereignty. He conveyed the message in association with the commemoration of the Indonesian Press Day, which falls on Sunday, February 9, 2025.
Of Indonesia.
Hai, apa kabarmu? Ku harap kau merindukanku seperti aku di sini merindumu, menginginkanmu ada di sini. Baiklah engkau di sana, masihkah kau memikirkanku seperti aku di sini memikirkanmu di setiap hembusan nafasku. Ku merindukanmu, sungguh aku rindu kepadamu kasih. Andai waktu dapat ku putar kembali, kan ku jaga setiap cinta dan mimpi kita. Namun kini kita ada di ruang dan waktu yang berbeda. Tuhan tolong sampaikan pesan rinduku padanya. Aku merindumu setengah mati, merindumu. Andai waktu dapat ku putar kembali, kan ku jaga setiap cinta dan mimpi kita. Namun kini kita ada di ruang dan waktu yang berbeda. Tuhan tolong sampaikan pesan rinduku padanya.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
They said you are not enough. Wake up and show them. They tried to put you on trust. I won't keep silent. Try to break your life. Don't get distracted. Some people try to crush your fight. Don't get it twisted. Keep pointing your arms to the sky like a pyramid. Some people
from Indonesia to the world. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, tradition, custom, local wisdom. It's on Indonesian Wonder.
In today's Indonesian Wonder, with the tall Kota Tua Jakarta, right in the heart of Jakarta, hidden among its busy streets and tall buildings, lies Kota Tua, a place where history comes alive. With its iconic colonial-style buildings, this historic area tells the story of Indonesia's past, bringing us back to the days of the Dutch rule. But Kota Tua isn't just about history. It's a favorite spot for locals and tourists alike, offering a mix of learning, culture, and fun. There's many things to explore here. Start with Museum Fathahila, also known as the Jakarta History Museum. It's the perfect place to dive into Jakarta's story, from its early days as a small port town to the bustling capital it is today. Then there's Museum Wayang on Jalan Pintu Besar Utara. This museum is home to an incredible collection of traditional puppets from across Indonesia, showing off the beauty and diversity of our culture. For something a little different, visit Museum Bank Indonesia. Here you'll find fascinating exhibits about Indonesia's banking history, from ancient coins to colonial era money, and even miniature of Dutch trading ships. It's a unique way to see how far we've come. Don't forget to stop by Taman Fathahila, rent a vintage bike, and enjoy the views of the old colonial buildings. Feeling playful? Dress up in the Dutch-style costumes and take some fun photos while riding around. And when you're ready for a break, head to Cafe Batavia, a charming restaurant with a classic vibe. They serve both Indonesian and international dishes, making it the perfect spot to relax and soak in the nostalgic atmosphere. Getting to Kota Tua is easy. You can drive there or take the KRL commuter line or Transjakarta for a stress-free trip. The area has plenty of facilities too, like parking lots, restaurants, and a tourist information center. For the best experience, visit in the morning or late afternoon when it's cooler and the atmosphere feels just right. Kota Tua isn't just a place to visit, it's a chance to step into history and make memories with friends and family.
So that was my newest single called Sahabat Tersayang, but actually that song is a remake of my old song from 2006. It's been 18 years since the release of the original song, but now I remake it into a new version, to a more adult version of the song, because originally, Sahabat Tersayang, it was, the meaning of Sahabat, best friend, itself is very universal, right? But the meaning of the original song, the best friend is my mother. So I remake this song into a newer version. Initially, I wanna present the song for my mother as a Mother's Day song, but turns out I was pregnant at the time, so it was kind of perfect. Now that I am a mother, I am an adult, so my daughter can now, you know, present this song for me as a mother. So it's kind of like a full circle moment for this song, Sahabat Tersayang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ingin diri cinta yang lain. Dilewati meski ada kecewa, aku yang dulu tak begitu lagi takkan ku ulangi.
Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is Di Bali. Di Bali, which means in Bali. You will listen to a conversation about kalau tidak dilindungi. Kalau tidak dilindungi, which means if left unprotected. Chris, a vlogger from Australia, was talking to a staff member at the Sea Turtle Conservatory. The staff told Chris about the impact if the sea turtles are left unprotected. Let's listen to their conversation.
Di Pulau Serangan ini ada tiga jenis penyu yang dikonservasi, yaitu penyu hijau, penyu sisik, dan penyu lekang.
Mengapa penyu-penyu itu dikonservasi?
Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini terganggu.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Kalau tidak dilindungi. Kalau tidak dilindungi, which means if left unprotected. I will say it twice and you can repeat after me. Kalau, kalau, which means if. Penyu, penyu, which means sea turtle. Dikonservasi, dikonservasi, which means being conserved. Kehidupan, kehidupan, which means life. Terumbu karang, terumbu karang, which means coral reef. Terganggu, terganggu, which means disturbed. Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Which means, if the sea turtles are not conserved, the life of coral reefs will be disturbed. Pulau Serangan, which means Serangan Island. Tiga jenis, which means three kinds. Penyu hijau, which means green sea turtle. Penyu sisik, which means hawksbill sea turtle. Penyu lekang, which means olive ridley sea turtle. In this conversation, you hear the expression, kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Which means, if the sea turtle are not conserved, the life of coral reef will be disturbed. In the expression, there is the conditional conjunction, kalau, which means if. It connects the clause penyu-penyu tidak dikonservasi. Penyu-penyu tidak dikonservasi, which means the sea turtles are not conserved. And the clause kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu, which means the life of coral reefs will be disturbed. The first clause mentioning sea turtles is the condition or cause, while the second clause mentioning coral reef is the result of consequences. The two clauses are connected with the word kalau, which means if. Another example. Let's listen. Another use of conditional conjunction kalau, which means if. Kalau kekurangan makanan, tukik akan memangsa tukik lain. Kalau kekurangan makanan, tukik akan memangsa tukik lain, which means if they lack of food, the turtle will prey each other. Kalau kamu datang terlambat, kamu akan tertinggal pesawat. Kalau kamu datang terlambat, kamu akan tertinggal pesawat. Which means if you come late, you will be late for the flight. For your information, in Indonesian, there are several animals similar to penyu, which means sea turtle. They are kura-kura, which means tortoise, bulus, which means Asiatic soft-shell turtle, and labi-labi, which means soft-shell turtle. Kura-kura, which means tortoise, has legs and lives in land and water, while bulus, and labi-labi, which means soft-shell turtle, have flipper for legs and a soft shell and live in a fresh water. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Di Pulau Serangan ini ada tiga jenis penyu yang dikonservasi, yaitu penyu hijau, penyu sisik, dan penyu lekang.
Mengapa penyu-penyu itu dikonservasi?
Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini terganggu.
So that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. It's about kalau tidak dilindungi, which means if left unprotected. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who wants to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
Service of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Apa arti dibalik cerita? Hati ini terasa berbunga-bunga, membuat seakan aku melayang sebuah asmara. Adakah satu arti dibalik tak apa?
Cintanya terasa berbeda saat Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a beautiful keroncong piece titled Bunga Abadi or Eternal Flower, performed by Ayub Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group. The song, written and originally performed by Rio Clappy, was released on March 1, 2024. The song tells a heartfelt story about meeting someone truly special. Through the song, Rio Clappy celebrates the magic of love and expresses gratitude for the people who bring joy and meaning to our lives. It's a gentle reminder to cherish the relationship we hold dear and embrace the true essence of love. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Ayu Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group with Bunga Abadi. Happy listening.
Jakarta. Inilah siaran luar negeri Voice of Indonesia. Siaran dalam bahasa Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia menyajikan berita, informasi dan hiburan, serta serba-serbi tentang Indonesia. Anda dapat mendengarkan serta mengakses siaran kami setiap hari di SW3325 kHz dan 4755 kHz atau melalui website www.voinews.id dan aplikasi RRI Digital. Voice of Indonesia, dari Indonesia untuk dunia. Dari Jakarta, inilah Voice of Indonesia, siaran internasional Radio Republik Indonesia. Halo, selamat malam pendengar di seluruh dunia. Apa kabarnya Anda saat ini? Semoga dalam keadaan yang terbaik ya. Senang sekali rasanya bisa menemani Anda di hari ini yang mungkin melelahkan ya. Maklumlah, awal pekan biasanya memang padat aktivitasnya. Saya Agus Santika akan menemani Anda selama 1 jam ke depan dengan lagu-lagu pilihan yang akan membuat hari Anda lebih berwarna. Mengawali siaran hari ini, kita simak terlebih dahulu warta berita dari dalam negeri yang akan dibacakan oleh Sumarno.
Dari Jakarta, Voice of Indonesia, dalam warta berita. Voice of Indonesia menyampaikan warta berita. Inilah sari berita penting. Bank Dunia menilai ekonomi Indonesia stabil di 5% di tengah pelambatan global. Presiden harapan pers utamakan kepentingan bangsa dan negara. Bersama saya Sumarno, inilah warta berita selengkapnya. Bank Dunia atau World Bank menyampaikan pertumbuhan ekonomi Indonesia yang tercatat sebesar 5,03% pada 2024 mencerminkan pertumbuhan yang stabil di tengah perlambatan ekonomi global dengan rata-rata pertumbuhan hanya 2,7%. World Bank Country Director untuk Indonesia dan Timor Leste, Caroline Tarps, saat menyampaikan sambutan dalam acara lingkungan bisnis di Indonesia, menelaah laporan kesiapan bisnis Bank Dunia di Jakarta Senin menilai, perekonomian Indonesia sepanjang 2024 ditopang oleh pertumbuhan konsumsi rumah tangga. Caroline menjelaskan, Indonesia memiliki keuntungan dengan populasi yang besar yang berkontribusi pada stabilitas ekonomi. Namun untuk mencapai status negara berpenghasilan tinggi pada tahun 2045, laju pertumbuhan perlu ditingkatkan setidaknya menjadi 6% per tahun. Berita selanjutnya, Presiden Republik Indonesia Prabowo Subianto mengucapkan selamat Hari Pers Nasional ke-79 kepada seluruh insan pers di Indonesia. Hal tersebut disampaikan Kepala Negara melalui akun YouTube Sekretaris Presiden Minggu 9 Februari 2025. Melalui akun YouTube tersebut, Presiden Prabowo mengungkapkan selama 8 dekade pers Indonesia telah menjadi pilar penting dalam kehidupan demokrasi Indonesia dengan menyuarakan kebenaran dan memberikan informasi yang akurat kepada masyarakat. Di peringatan Hari Pers tahun 2025 ini, Presiden berharap pers Indonesia menjadi pers yang dinamis, bertanggung jawab dan mengutamakan kepentingan bangsa dan negara.
Saudara-saudara, pers Indonesia harus selalu menjadi pers yang dinamis, pers yang bertanggung jawab, pers yang juga memiliki suatu pengertian tentang apa yang menjadi kepentingan bangsa dan negara.
Presiden Prabowo juga mengapresiasi kerja keras para jurnalis, insan pers, dan media yang terus menjalankan pengabdiannya dengan dedikasi tinggi di tengah tantangan yang semakin kompleks. Kepala Negara menginginkan agar pers Indonesia waspada terhadap usaha-usaha untuk mengendalikan pemikiran rakyat